Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It is Sunday, March the 8th, the third Sunday in Lent, and I hope you have changed your clocks for this morning, because if you haven't, then you have missed this broadcast and you're listening on the download. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and once again I, together with the supporters of this broadcast, welcome you to this programme of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. We are counting down the Sundays through Lent, and this year the lectionary invites us to walk through John's Gospel, and today we're in John chapter 4. But first, a call to worship from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people under his pasture, the flock under his care.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Our loving God, you are the wellspring of eternal life, and we come to you this day having drunk deeply the waters of anxiety and despair. Bring to us your living water. Quench our thirsting souls, we pray. Creator, Christ and Spirit, you provide what we need to live from the bounty of creation. God of mercy, you know us through and through and you love us. God of hope, you have an everlasting purpose for us. God of wisdom, you open our minds and teach and guide us. And so we come to worship you, the source of wisdom, the Son of mercy, the Spirit of hope, offering you our prayers and praise, trusting you to offer the gifts we need to thrive and to serve you in the world that you love, this day and always. God of living waters, we confess that we've often turned from you and wandered in our own wildernesses of fear and doubt. Our thirst mounts daily, seeking to be quenched by your redeeming love. Yet when that love is offered to us, we again turn away, unable to truly believe that you would actually heal and love us. We have behaved in very unloving ways. We have chosen to ignore those in need or to deal only passively with them. Our hearts are not placed in service to others, but rather in self-serving motives. Heal us, merciful God. Wash us again in the living water. Help us be faithful servants. God is loving and faithful to those who come to him. The waters of mercy and healing are poured upon all who seek him. Come, seek his loving presence and be healed. Amen. So our reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. It's quite a lengthy reading all the way through to verse 42, but it's a good story and it rattles along at a fair pace. So John's Gospel, chapter 4, at verse 4. Now Jesus had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. And Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did all his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. So he told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. And Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, What do you want? Or, Why are you talking with her? Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I've ever done. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. And then his disciples said to each other, Could someone have brought him food? My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish this work. Don't you have a saying, It's still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes, look at the fields, they're ripe for harvest. Even now the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labour. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I've ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world. Amen.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, Come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I freely give the
and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in
The image of fresh water and its availability or scarcity features significantly and frequently in the Bible. From the beginning of the Bible, in the story of the Garden of Eden, well watered as it was by four rivers, through Moses in the wilderness on the Exodus journey, striking a rock and water gushing forth, to the very last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, centered around a vision of the river of the water of life flowing from the throne of God, as we hear the risen Jesus saying, "Let everyone who is thirsty come, let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift." A relationship with a God of overflowing, life-giving generosity is at the center of the story of Jesus encountering the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, and their conversation about living water. The fact that their encounter happened at all was already an affront to the religion of rules. There was not just one, but at least three reasons why the religious rules said that Jesus should give this woman a wide berth, and she names them herself. Firstly, Jews did not speak to Samaritans. They had a mutually exclusive religion. Secondly, respectable men, especially religious leaders, did not interact alone with unknown women. And thirdly, and to make sure that it's a lot worse, this is not just any woman, this is a woman with a very bad reputation in the town, which is why she comes to the well alone in the heat of the day when nobody else is coming. The very idea that the love and grace of God might well up and overflow generously for her would have been regarded as scandalous, blasphemous even. Conventional religion would have no hesitation in sending her off into the dry deserts of condemnation and hopelessness. And maybe you have heard a voice like that in your time. All you've heard from religion is, "You're no good, you're no good, you're no good." And to this woman, and to you, Jesus comes with an answer that is like, well, a stream of living water. "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming and is now here, when there won't be any right or wrong place to worship, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. God is spirit, living water, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth, not in dry, regulated religious correctness." This woman is so thirsty. For so long she has been deprived of dignity, of respect, of acceptance, of grace, of any intimacy that does anything more than use her body and cast her aside. This woman, is the first person in the Gospel to whom Jesus opens up and reveals his identity as the long-awaited Messiah. He recognizes who she is and how wounded and rejected she is. But instead of shrinking fearfully from Jesus' recognition, new hope is born within this woman and lifts her sagging shoulders. How do we know? Well, look at what she does when she goes back into the town. She runs around to everyone, all these people who wouldn't even go to the well with the likes of her, and she cries out, "Come see a man who told me everything I've ever done." You don't willingly introduce your hostile and disapproving neighbours to someone who's just demonstrated the ability to spill all your secrets, unless you have been set free from the fear of being fully known. This lady has now discovered what no condemnation means for her. Living water by the Spirit just wells up and spills out wherever it will, and all are welcome to drink deeply. This is the difference the Gospel makes. To those who have lived in a dry wasteland of rigid morality and regulated religion, Jesus offers living water welling up to eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you are our Saviour, our Rock, the Shepherd who leads us with care. You formed the earth by hand and brought forth all things from nothing. You led your people to freedom and provided them with living water and with the law and the prophets to guide them. You sent your Son Jesus to reconcile us to yourself. For while we were still sinners, he proved your love for us in dying for us. You raised him to life that we might be saved through him and drink from the spring of living water that gushes up for eternal life. Through your Holy Spirit poured into our hearts, you have given us access to grace and formed in us endurance, character, and hope that we might worship you in spirit and truth and share in your eternal joy. Lord Jesus, you stop for the woman at the well, disregarding social barriers to offer her living water. And we pray for those in our communities who are on the edges, the ones who are lonely or hiding in shame. May they encounter you as the Messiah who knows their stories and offers them true satisfaction. Break down the barriers of prejudice in our hearts, that we may share your love with everyone, regardless of their background or past. Father, you said the fields are ripe for harvest. We pray for our neighbours, friends and family who do not yet know you. Open our eyes to see the opportunities around us and help us not to be deterred by exhaustion or fear. Give us a heart for sharing Jesus with others, that we may confidently bring others to hear the word of truth. Heavenly Father, You seek worshippers who worship in spirit and in truth. And we pray that our churches would move beyond superficial worship. Guide us by your Holy Spirit to know you intimately and live according to your word, so that our lives would honour you in all that we do. Lord, just as the woman's testimony brought the whole town to you, we pray for boldness in our testimonies. Use our stories of transformation to stir curiosity and faith in others. May our communities come to know you, Jesus, as truly the Saviour of the world. And hear us now, as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Like the blind man, I wander, so lost and undone. A beggar, so helpless, without God or his son. Then my Savior in mercy heard and answered my cry. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Well, I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why. But oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. All my yesterdays are buried in the deepest of the sea. That old load of guilt I carry, it's all gone, praise God I'm free. Looking for that bright tomorrow, where no tear will dim the eye. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.